It's Brad and John with the winter storm warning going from 6 o'clock until, well, it's going to go until 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So the next round starts at 4 o'clock, and it's everybody's going to get something anywhere from 1 to 9 inches. You know who's going to get it, doesn't need it, is Port Angeles for sure. Out on the peninsula, Port Angeles, Squim, they are 2 to 3 feet of snow. They got it worse than anybody.
If I understand, right, that the wind come whipping from out, you know, out of the Fraser Valley, and it comes there going westbound, and then the wet water and the weather coming in off the ocean hits right there, and bam.
We got Aaron, we got Dan, we got Eric, who are all out there on the peninsula. Hang on there, guys. Hang on there, Aaron. Let's go to Dan first in Port Angeles. Dan's got 20 inches of snow in his front yard right now, and there's another maybe 9 more.
Is this a guesstimate or a tape measure measurement?
What do you think, Dan?
That's actual measurement.
You measured that thing out. Are you worried about your roof? I mean, 20 inches, then you got another 9 coming? I mean, have you taken some off your roof, or what's the deal?
No, actually, yesterday it got fairly warm, and a lot of it broke off and split off, so it's pretty decent, but the stuff today is pretty light. But the horizon, or excuse me, the on the west side coming in, you can see the clouds, and they are black. So what's coming next is really going to drop.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And are your roads even passable, or are they just waiting for this next thing to go, and then they'll plow then, or what? Can you get around?
No, all the state, county, city plows have been out. They've been doing a great job over here, actually. They've got everything pretty well cleared. I think most of the people that can't drive are already stuck, or their cars are buried, and everybody else seems to be managing pretty well right now. So,
Are you one of those guys that can be at home and just look out the window and let it fall, or do you have one of those pieces of property where you got to constantly be working on something? You got animals to deal with. You got this or that to deal with.
Oh, no, just a yard, no problem. The dog's on the floor sleeping nice, snug, and warm.
So. All just right, watch so it fall.
20 inches. Thanks, Dan. 20 inches in Dan's front yard. Let's go to Squim where Aaron is. Did you get more snow than Port Angeles, Aaron? Did you get more in Squim?
No, we got about the same, about 20, maybe 22.
Okay, and how's it getting around Squim? They plow the streets there?
Well, 101's compact snow and ice, but I got a knucklehead nominee for you.
Okay, what'd they do?
Well, just people passing me. I'm on 101 heading to work. I've been passed by 2 people so far.
I saw a guy yesterday. His car was completely encrusted in snow. He didn't take 5 seconds to sweep any off any of the windows, any off the top, anything.
Yeah.
It was just an icebox.
There's guys driving out here with 2 feet of snow in their hood.
Just ridiculous. I know, and I mean that stuff's gonna blow onto the car behind you, and you know.
Well, you want as much of your peripheral vision as you can get.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
My girlfriend's woodshed roof collapsed yesterday with all the snow load.
Yeah, that's tough.
Pretty bad.
If you have some outbuildings and stuff, especially if they're like mine that are kind of need to be shored up a little bit, involving some tarps and things.
Do people have snow blowers around here? I mean, or is that just not
No, not that I know.
That's not a thing, is it?
Yeah, not that no one I know.
People got a lot. There's a lot of those razors driving around.
Those what? What is it?
Those razors, those sport utility vehicles.
Oh, like a side by side or a mule utility or something.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
All right, okay.
Kind of fun.
Thanks, yeah, man. They look like they're having fun. I said there are people on my street that's completely snowpacked, and they've got the four bys out there towing the sleds.
Yeah.
Hooky bobbing around.
Eric's coming out of Squim right now. Where do you live, Eric?
I live in Port Angeles.
How are the roads this morning?
They're not too bad. As Aaron said, compact snow and ice, some slick spots, but they've really done a great job keeping on top of it.
You seen any knuckleheaded activity out there? Anybody?
I'm on the same strip that Aaron's on out here, 101. And yeah, there's people out there that just are in a bit of hurry.
The last time you went to the grocery store for wink wink essentials, what did you bring home?
Oh, I'll be honest. I went on Friday and I made sure we had a couple of bottles to get through the weekend.
Yeah, you got to have that.
Got to.
Salt was the big thing that they were saying in Seattle. Yeah. Like, you can't, everything down to table salt. You couldn't even find that, apparently. That stuff was all.
By Friday, everything snow related was sold out. There's no sleds, there's no shovel, no salt.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you get another shipment early this week. Because there's more coming.
Yeah, there's more
not
coming.
Not just today and tomorrow, but
Friday.
There's one at the back of the week as well.
They're trying to get one of my son's playoff basketball games, the district games. They had one canceled Friday. It's supposed to be tonight. It's going to be canceled again. They keep pushing them back.
These kids are going to be going to school until July because there's all these cancellations today. There's going to be tomorrow with the storm, right? And then there's supposed to be more coming Friday. There were schools, I think, it wasn't Stanwood out? Weren't they out all of last week? If not,
yeah, I'm not sure.
At least 4 days last week, if not the whole week, man. And it's going to be happening again. All right, our email, bradandjohn@kism.com. You can connect with us there in our studio lines, 360-733-5476.